It seems there is one more casualty in the media wars. Anchorage's old-time music station KHAR went through an abrupt and unannounced program format change early this month, much to the chagrin of its loyal listeners. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the incident only serves to highlight the realities of a rapidly changing industry and the challenges posed by tough economic times.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing.
Some Anchorage area radio listeners were shocked earlier this month when an easy listening music station abruptly changed its format without warning. Some KHAR listeners went to bed to the romantic strains of Frank Sinatra.
In other words,
and woke to sports jocks' high decibel early morning rants. And now fans of the old music format are vetting their frustration through letters, many, many letters, to the Anchorage Daily News.
That's the way that they are making themselves heard, is to write in those letters to the editor. That is the reason that you're seeing them, such a proliferation in the print media of the complaint letters.
KHAR program director Joe Campbell made the decision to change. Campbell admits that the station's operators did not give its listeners a heads up for several reasons, but mainly not to warn the competition.
So we don't want to kind of give them a clue as to what we were doing. And the ink wasn't dry on the contract to secure CBS Sports Radio until just a couple of days before you heard it come on May 1st. You also don't want to have your advertisers taken by surprise.
A flood of letters to the editor of the Anchorage Daily News tells a different story. For 3 weeks now, the newspaper has printed at least one, and sometimes up to four, a day from KHAR listeners protesting the change. Campbell says the letters only prove his point. A handful of older listeners are complaining, not the younger demographic that KHAR's owners want to attract.
The folks emailing into us, the phone calls that we would normally get in making any kind of a change on one of these stations, would garner hundreds of people calling into the station immediately to complain. And you kind of see it in a much more immediate fashion than just folks who have written in a letter to the editor. And I frankly kind of question why they're continuing to print so many of them. Makes me wonder that there's nothing else going on in town.
But Frank Gurjevic, opinion page editor for the Anchorage Daily News, says the letters reflect what the community is interested in.
Well, we're not trying to get at anybody. I mean, this is just a matter of running the letters that we get. We had more letters about KHAR than any other subject. This isn't a matter of our deciding to choose a subject. This is a matter of what we're getting, what people are writing into us.
In the past week alone, the Anchorage Daily News has printed 12 letters protesting the change. Gurjevic says they just keep coming.
Well, we haven't printed them all. I've probably printed most of them. I don't have a count. But what we have had is just a steady stream of letters since the change in format.
Campbell fires back that if the number of letters printed was multiplied by 100, the number would not represent enough people to keep a radio station on air. Campbell compliments fans of KHAR's old format for the time spent listening, an important indicator of a station's health. But he says there just isn't enough of them to notch up the station's Arbitron ratings. He defends the move and says it won't be reversed. Under the old format, the advertising was not only just not there. What advertising there was aimed at a specific audience.
A lot of the local advertising that you hear on other radio stations had started to disappear off of KHAR, and we were starting to get down to two very specific product lines. We were advertising for funeral homes and crematories were the advertising dollars that we were able to attract to the radio station.
Frank Gurjevic says, in a way, KHAR and the Anchorage Daily News have a lot in common.
That newspapers have been struggling, and KHAR easy listening format listeners were probably older Alaskans for the most part, and it's older Alaskans who remain loyal newspaper readers.
I'm Ellen Lockyer.